USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is stepping in to investigate voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Some of the data being used comes from the Amistad Project. Former Kansas Attorney General Philip Klein is the director. He tells Newsmax what their independent investigation has found.
We crunch the data from the government. We actually contact the voter, and we see if what they say they did is reflected accurately in the voting. And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else. We've identified people outside of the state who voted within the state, and all of this occurred in the key swing states that we're speaking about.
Also discovered, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg dumped $400 million into local jurisdictions. USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.